Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Buying new windows and doors? Contact Munster Joinery, Ireland's largest window and door manufacturer. We've been in business for over 40 years, offering a huge range in UPVC, timber, aluminium or Aluclad, all manufactured here in Ireland. Our passive PVC and Aluclad ranges are the first Irish manufactured windows to achieve Passive House certification, with U values as low as 0.47. This makes them up to four times more efficient than the standard double glazed windows, saving you thousands in energy costs. Visit our showrooms in Dublin, Galway and Cork, or see munsterjoinery.ie. Munster Joinery, the professionals you can trust.
At SuperValue, we love fruit and veg. And this week, we've got great offers in our SuperValue 7 range. Like closed cup mushrooms, now 49 cent. And broccoli crown, now 79 cent. And choose from over 40 options in our 2 for 3 euro range. Like signature tastes red onions and sweet pointed red peppers. For the best quality fruit and veg in Ireland, it's got to be SuperValue.
Here we are, folks, live at the Sky Half Price Sale. It's the event of the season, Martin.
Absolutely, Sean. This is the one we've all been waiting for.
Choose from Sky TV, sports or Sky Broadband with speeds up to 1 gigabit. All half price for 6 months. What a result.
And that's not all. For the first time, you can get every single live Premier League game with Sky Sports, BT Sport and Premier Sport.
Now that's unbeatable.
So don't miss out on the event of the season. Search Sky Half Price. Available in selected fibre areas. Setup fees, T's and C's apply.
The perfect excuse, whether it's sprucing up the living room or kitting out the kitchen. Visit Arnott's for incredible home reductions with up to 50% off everything you need for your home. Arnott's Home Reductions ends this Sunday. Shop in-store or online at arnotts.ie.
This National Heritage Week, explore the fascinating ways our pastimes have been shaped by centuries of storytelling, craft, sport and music. With over 2,000 events nationwide, there's something for everyone to discover, explore and enjoy. Pick up a brochure in your local library or tourism office or visit heritageweek.ie. National Heritage Week, August 17th to 25th.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Join the future thinkers and build a better future. Start saving today.
A gentleman's club from a 19th century novel. That's how former Taoiseach Joan Burton describes the dáil that she was elected to in 1992. Speaking on the RTE podcast Humans of Politics, the former Labour Party leader also told host A.B. Philbin Bowman about sitting in a radio studio with Paul Murphy 5 years on from the infamous water protest in which she was trapped in her car for several hours. But she began by speaking about her childhood in care prior to being adopted.
I was born in the southeast in South Carlow, and when I was a couple of months old, I was given up for adoption. And from what I have traced of my history, I would have been both in care in a place called Temple Hill in Blackrock and also fostered out to several different families. And then when I was about 2.5, I was adopted by the Burtons. Well, I was actually formally adopted, I think, when I was about 4, because I do remember social workers coming to inspect me.
How did it feel to be an adopted child at that time?
It's hard to believe now, but people were often quite judgmental towards children who had been adopted. Everybody in the schools I went to about 3 different schools, knew I was adopted. People like priests and nuns would always say to you, and I never forgot it, "You're very lucky." And I actually began to believe, actually, I am a very lucky person. I didn't realise that it was a bit of, my God, you know, you're very lucky, you found a lovely family, or they found you. When I made my Holy Communion, my mother brought me into the laundry there, and I can remember being terrified, the machinery and everything like that, the calendars for stretching out the clothes and all that kind of stuff. And forever after, when these issues arose in political circles, I think of the women who were there. Many of them, by the way, hadn't had children, but basically a busybody felt there was some kind of moral risk, and the power of the church to actually do things like that to people. So I suppose I was unusual in that, without realizing it, I had this knowledge. Unfortunately, when I was about 17, my adopted mother got very ill, and by the time I was 20, she died. My dad got married again quite quickly. So myself and my brother, we kind of then looked after each other, because when things are difficult, you do have to try and work out what's the best thing you can do.
So how did your background prepare you for entering the National Parliament at a time when you would have been one of very few women there?
The Dáil, when I joined in 1992, was very much a man's club. In fact, probably modelled on an English gentleman's club that you'd read about in a 19th century novel. You know, women were mentally, if not physically, patted on the head, and people would tell you, oh, you're looking gorgeous or whatever. This was obviously long before Me Too. There were very, very few people from a working class background. And one of the things that really shocked me way back in that first government was that when people like Mary Raftery brought out a number of the documentaries, there was an awful lot of shock in the Dáil. And I remember sitting around in a group of people and they saying, did you ever hear of these institutions? And I'm going, did I ever not hear of these institutions? Because, you know, where I grew up in Dublin, boys who went off the rails or misbehaved, even as small kids, would be warned they could end up in Artane, and girls would be warned about Golden Bridge.
Just coming back to your life in politics, you went into government in 2011, following the financial crisis. That government had an enormous mandate, but very quickly you had to make a lot of unpopular decisions. You brought in austerity, and your party leader actually stepped down and you took on that job. I'm just wondering what it felt like to be at the receiving end of that much public anger and to be the leader of the party at such a challenging time.
I had lived in the 1980s in Africa. I'd seen countries which had lost their banking systems. I had also read an awful lot and gone to a lot of meetings relating to the IMF, for instance, when they came into Tanzania, where I was living and working in the university at the time, and there were colleagues who were on the negotiating teams. To get to the other side can just be really difficult. So, you know, when you're saying, how does it feel? It feels jolly difficult. And really, I think that's what's so important in a politician's life, that you do have people like your immediate family, my husband, my daughter, who are tremendously supportive of me, critically supportive now, because they had very strong political views themselves. All the time, all during those years and since, so many people came up to me, gave me a hug, told me, look, it's really, really difficult. We appreciate what you're doing. And those people outnumbered the people who were kind of spitting hate. Also, I think with the development of social media in Ireland, there has been a kind of a development almost of political hate and wanting to take people apart as being a political philosophy.
Just on the wider theme of public anger in general, one very striking example of public anger was an incident where you, as Taoiseach, were trapped in a car surrounded by a group of fairly angry protesters, all of which was led by a politician from a different party who you've just spent the last hour sitting in a studio with. How did that feel for you?
Well, I didn't actually realise he was going to be on the programme when I accepted to come on the programme. And I have to say, I probably would have thought a little bit more about it. But I had agreed to do the programme, so I just came and did the programme. We sit on a number of committees, but I don't have any interaction. He's never apologised.
That was the former Labour Party leader and Taoiseach Joan Burton, TD, speaking to A.B. Philbin Bowman for the RT podcast Humans of Politics. And you can hear the full interview on the RT radio player or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Humans of Politics.